we're talking about a person who went by the name of Albert Cashier. Who are we talking about here?
Albert, to this day, is a mystery, as I talk about in the story. Most people, when you think of Albert Cashier, think of the Civil War soldier who fought for Company G of the 95th Regiment of the Illinois Infantry for 3 years during the Civil War. Albert was, what we know for sure, born in Ireland, and then it's kind of fuzzy, frankly, until about 1862 when Albert showed up in Sonneman, Illinois as a handyman and enlisted in the war, and we know fought for 3 years, was known for his bravery, and much later, decades later, was discovered to be a woman.
This was a secret that was able to be kept throughout all of that time in the Civil War, and we're talking about close quarters, working with other soldiers, living with other soldiers, and apparently nobody was aware of it.
Exactly, which from our modern perspective, we find hard to believe, right? So when I was interviewing some of the experts about this, and I talked to three historians, and specifically one has studied in great detail Civil War women soldiers. They've all written books related to this topic, if not directly on this topic. And one of them said that from our modern perspective, thinking of modern armies who have to go through very in-depth, intimate physical exams to be admitted, that wasn't the case back then. There were virtually no physical exams. In essence, you go to the office to enlist. A person looks at you for what they can see might be an impediment, like a missing limb. Do you have a cough that could indicate tuberculosis? And that might be the full extent of your physical exam. And at the time, too, remember that there were a lot of underage boys who were enlisting. And so a woman who was disguising herself as a man could have easily passed for an underage boy. Now, the question, so we have two questions here. One is, how the heck did they get through the enlistment part? Well, it was easier than we think. Plus, there were no identifications back then to identify you as male or female or even verify your address, say. No social security cards, no birth certificates. That made it easier. But how do you get by with being a woman disguised as a man once you're in the field, literally 24/7, with your regiment? Well, that appears to be easier than we think, too. According to the experts I interviewed, the soldiers did not fully undress in front of each other typically. They relieved themselves in the woods alone. There was no dressing room, so to speak. Actually, it wasn't as hard as it appears to us from our modern perspective.
So Albert Cashier is able to go through the Civil War, gets out of the army, but as you mentioned, continued to live this life for many years. And then how was it discovered that Albert was actually a woman?
It was about 50 years after Cashier had been mustered out of service for the Civil War, that he was working for, I couldn't tell if it was a former or a current state senator named Ira Lish. And he was working on a car for Lish. And there was an accident of some sort. It sounds like maybe the car ran over his leg and broke it, and he had to have a physical exam. And the doctor who did that discovered the secret that he had been born a woman. And he begged the doctor, the story goes, and his employer, Lish, to please keep it a secret. And they allegedly did. He was very disabled at this point. And Lish, his employer, helped him get into the Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Home at Quincy. Lish asked the officials there to also keep the gender a secret like Cashier requested. But it did get out. And once it got out, it spread throughout the country. There were a number of articles done about Cashier being a woman who fought in the Civil War, and they were printed by newspapers everywhere.
But it turns out from the research that you've done and talked with others that this was not the only case of this happening, that there is an estimate of hundreds of women actually serving during the Civil War.
Exactly. The current estimates are somewhere between 500 to 1,000 women, disguised as men, of course, fought for both the North and South during the Civil War. But we will never know how many exactly there were, because historians are convinced that there were women who disguised themselves as men and were never discovered, unlike Cashier. One thing that I found very interesting about this story is the reception that Cashier received and other women received who worked for the armies during the Civil War in a variety of capacities. And the reception that the public gave them could vary. One of the experts I talked to, Deanne Blanton, who is an expert on 19th century army records at the National Archives, she commented about this.
Most women soldiers, if they were confronted by what they had done, they were very, very quick to say that they did it for love. Love of a man. I went with my husband. I couldn't bear to be away from him. Or I loved my country so much. You know, women who said they did it for love tended to get sort of a pass.
So I guess a question would be, is it fair to say that Albert Cashier was transgender as we know it today?
That's an excellent question. And what one historian whom I interviewed, who also studies gender studies, said is, by definition, Cashier is transgender because Cashier voluntarily lived for the majority of his life as a gender other than his biological gender, which was female. Some of the others say, well, we will never know for sure because we can't ask Cashier, why did you do this? Did you do it so that you would have more economic opportunities that weren't available to you as a female? We won't know that for sure. But if you go by that strict definition of someone who lives their life other than the gender that they've been assigned at birth, Cashier fits that pretty neatly. He spent, at minimum that we know, about, would it be 50 years as a man when he was born a woman?